Well, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Adam Purcell, and I'm the teaching pastor at our Mount Vernon campus. We hope you're having an awesome week. This past Sunday, we spent some time looking at the Gospel of Luke, and in Luke chapter 4, we see that Jesus came to Nazareth, which is where he had been brought up, and he's handed this scroll of the prophet Isaiah, and he reads from Isaiah, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives, in recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." And we see there in this passage that Jesus, he was sent by God the Father, and one of the main reasons that he came was that Jesus came to proclaim good news. And so we have to ask, well, what is this good news that Jesus said that the Spirit of the Lord has anointed him to proclaim? And so the way that we'll summarize that this morning as we're listening to this is the good news is forgiveness and freedom. It is forgiveness and freedom. And we see that in the text where Jesus said, he sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives. And so when you see in the Gospel of Luke and also in the book of Acts, which Luke also wrote, that whenever Luke is talking about proclaiming liberty to the captives, part of what he has in view is us being forgiven for our sin. Because the truth is, all of us stand guilty before this holy God, and Jesus came to proclaim good news. And part of that good news is that you and I, by trusting Jesus Christ, can be forgiven from our sin. But it's not just that we're forgiven from our sin, although that's a really big deal. Jesus also promises us freedom, right? Like, so he says in the text that God sent him to proclaim liberty or freedom to the captives, and then later on he said to set at liberty those who are oppressed. Jesus came to proclaim the good news, and the good news is forgiveness of our sin, the guilt from our sin, but also freedom from the slavery of our sin, which is why it is such great news, because neither you nor I have the goodness or the power to forgive ourselves for our sin or to set ourselves free from the slavery that sin brings into our lives. But the good news that Jesus came to proclaim is that by trusting him and his name, trusting his death and resurrection, we are given the forgiveness and the freedom that we so desperately need and truthfully, we so desperately want. And that reminds us as we think about this Christmas season and the gift of God that he sent his son Jesus to proclaim the good news, that just like the Father sent his son Jesus to proclaim good news, Jesus tells us in the Gospel of John, just as the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you. You and I are missionaries. Jesus, our Lord, has sent us. And if you ask, well, what has he sent us to do? And there's more than one thing, but one of the principal things that Jesus has sent us to do is to do what he did. We come to proclaim the good news that forgiveness from the guilt of our sin and freedom from the slavery of our sin is offered to everyone for free when we trust God's Son, Jesus. Jesus is both good enough and powerful enough to give us the forgiveness and freedom that we so desperately need. You and I, we are missionaries. And as missionaries, we do whatever it takes to reach the one. And so I want to ask you, do you know who your one is? Is there a small group of people, maybe one, maybe two, maybe three people that you're consistently praying for? And you're not just praying for them, but your attitude towards them is that you want to reach them with the gospel. You want to proclaim the good news about Jesus and what he has accomplished to them. And you desperately want to see them place their trust in Jesus because you know that you have forgiveness and freedom in Christ and you so want them to experience that as well. We are missionaries. We do whatever it takes to reach the one. Who is your one? And would you describe your posture towards them right now as doing whatever it takes to reach them? Or are you doing other stuff? Maybe you're not doing anything at all. And no matter where you are right now, I just want to encourage you today as we move towards the Christmas season. Our Christmas Eve services are one of the best opportunities you're going to have all year to invite your one to come hear the gospel and to see the people of God singing to the Son of God. And so I want to encourage you now to begin praying intentionally for your one or your one, two, or three, that God would help you to do whatever it takes to reach that person. And in particular, that you would ask the Lord to open their hearts to be receptive to an invitation to come and worship with you on Christmas Eve so that they might hear and respond to the good news that Jesus forgives sinners and he sets us free. Let's take a minute and let's pray. Let's praise God for the freedom and forgiveness that we have in his son Jesus and ask him to help us be better missionaries. Father in heaven, we love you and praise you. Father, thank you that through your son Jesus, you have given to all of us who trust him the forgiveness from our sin that we so desperately need and the freedom from the slavery of sin that again we so desperately need. Father, you have sent us also as missionaries, so please help us to do whatever it takes to reach the one. And Father, in particular, we ask for those people who we hope to invite to our Christmas Eve services, God, that you would be working in their hearts even now. God, that you would help them to have open ears and open eyes to see the glory of the gospel in the face of Jesus Christ. Father, we love you. We pray all of these things in Jesus' holy name. Amen. We want to give you a few moments now to pray on your own. God bless. Well, thanks again for listening to the LifePoint Drivecast. We hope that you have an awesome day. God bless.